fact that we've got 27 to 35% water entitlements being cut back for growth?
Look, we are. We really, really believe that this needs to be a balance. We can't say the environment is more important than people. It's got to be a balance between the two. Because if we are to maintain our capacity for sustainability, food sustainability into the future, we're already under pressure. The cost of production and manufacturing in Australia is pretty high. The increases in cost of power, you know, 30% in some cases over the last few years, cost of wages, cost of transport, all those things make Australia a pretty expensive place to produce and manufacture. We've seen 5% year-on-year increases in imports in the food, grocery, fresh produce space. We've seen small decreases in the export space. So we're really seeing more and more imports being, I suppose, cheap imports, and the cost of Australian produce becoming more expensive on Australian supermarket shelves. That's a real problem for the, you know, for the industry generally, and this water approach will just make it worse.
So what are you asking the Murray-Darling Basin Authority to do? How would you have them respond?
What we've got to do is look at the amount of food that can be produced effectively and efficiently across the whole basin, look where water needs to be allocated, how we get that balance between the environment and people, rural communities, and of course Australia's necessity to produce or to be sustainable in our food into the future, and getting that balance right. What we've seen at the moment, or the document that's on the table at the moment, just indicates that an awful lot of people are going to lose their jobs. We're going to produce less food. What we produce will be more expensive. And I think one of the things, Leon, that hasn't really been focused on at the moment is a lot of food processes. The economies of scale for them to keep open at all require a certain level of production.
Yes.
When it falls below that, it's not that they'll, you know, operate at half, you know, half efficiency. They'll just close. And that will mean more of, you know, the sort of things like orange juice, you know, all those things coming in from offshore.
So, Kate, what can the public do? Do you want them to lobby, and who?
Look, we do. We want the point being made to, you know, to all politicians, really, to all, both state and federal, because this is a state issue as well, as
yes.
we know,
yes.
That Australia needs to have a viable food production industry, and that's both on-farm and processing industry. We don't want to be reliant on China and Southeast Asia for our food supply into the future. We want Australian farmers and Australian manufacturers in this country to be viable.
Kate Carnell, thanks for joining us, the Chief Executive of the Australian Food and Grocery Council, in a situation where they're saying if what is being suggested